There's an entire generation of Bostonians that have known only one mayor. Thomas Menino has run City Hall for the past 20 years and has become the city's longest-serving chief executive. But now, as he prepares to step down, he's thinking about his legacy, and he's signed a deal to write a memoir about his life and years in City Hall.
Mayor Menino has asked Jack Beatty to co-write his memoir. Beatty is the author of The Rascal King, the definitive biography of former Boston Mayor and State Governor James Michael Curley. And of course, Jack Beatty is well known to our listeners as political analyst for On Point, and he joins us now. Jack, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Thank you, Anthony.
So I know you have a lot of research ahead of you, but as a writer and historian, what makes Tom Menino interesting to you as a subject to write about?
Well, he was the mayor of Boston during, I think, what historians of the future will regard as a moment of transformation. Over the 20 years of his tenure, Boston moved from being one kind of city to another, from being a city of ethnic neighborhoods, a dominantly white city, a city marked by a racial crisis in the 1970s, to a different city. And the second city was a cosmopolitan one, a majority-minority one, not defined any longer by the busing crisis.
Sure.
And those things happened. They were going to happen because they were in part historically driven and demographically driven. But he helped to solidify those changes. And more than that, he welcomed them.
You know, it's so interesting to hear you talk about this, because one of the ironies that has struck me about Tom Menino is I think of him as parochial, a neighborhood mayor, a guy who's sort of focused on the nuts and bolts of how a city runs. And yet, as you say, he oversaw this time of transition, as you say, from Boston moving from one kind of city to another. Is there an irony there in a way?
Perhaps an apparent one, but not if you start to sort of look under the surface. Under the talk of the urban mechanic metaphor, I think there is what you might call sort of latent vision. And the vision is this. The business about potholes and street lamps, that's all about listening to people. Mm-hmm. It's all about people calling City Hall and having the city respond. And I think he has imbued the city bureaucracy, and certainly it's been his dictum, that that's all about signaling to people, you matter.
Interesting.
And you can be somebody who, you know, is new to the city. You can be from a different culture. And the city is going to treat you with respect and deal with your pothole just as if it's a pothole on Mount Vernon Street. It sounds like a small matter. I think it's a very big one. It tells people this is your city, too. And that is completely at one with his background. He's the first Italian-American mayor of Boston, the first sort of mayor whose name ends in a vowel instead of beginning with one. And in other words, he represented the very change that, in a sense, has caught up with him. And this was a tremendous achievement that the city was putting behind the era of Irish American politics and moving on to something else.
Well, speaking of that era, we mentioned your book, The Rascal King, about James Michael Curley, and it occurred to me that in Tom Menino, you couldn't have a subject more different than James Michael Curley. I mean, Curley was loud, controversial, grandiloquent, corrupt, audacious. None of those adjectives would apply to Tom Menino, would they?
I want to write those adjectives down. You're absolutely right. I mean, no one would say any of those things. Curley went to something called the Staley School of the Spoken Word for about 8 years, taking courses in elocution. And he didn't even say his name Curley. It was James Michael Curley. If Menino had shown up at Dr. Staley's, Dr. Staley would have said, we can't do anything to you. You're not interested in elocution. He's been called Mayor Mumbles. He doesn't mumble. If you talk to him in conversation, the man's the first thing that strikes you is his intellect is just so powerful, and his analytical abilities. He gets to the point of everything before you get there. But like many of us, when you're speaking in public, there, you know, we tend to rush what we say. We tend to, and he certainly has over the years, and it's led him to some gaucherie. I think a wholly unjustified rap as an inarticulate man. Anyone who deals with him personally is going to say, "My gosh, that's just ridiculous."
So, Jack, what is it, 3 months to research 20 years of a career and a life? This sounds like a huge challenge, even for you.
It's absolutely daunting. If you look on Factiva, you know, the search engine, or LexisNexis, you get over the 20 years something around 35 to 45,000 stories on Marinino. I mean, you just can't believe it. You just can't believe it. So I'm trying to sift through these things and to limit my inquiry to the big themes. And those are, I think, as he sees them, first and foremost, the schools. Mm-hmm. In 1996, in his State of the City address, he said, "Judge me on the schools." The Globe at the time called that a courageous stand. And, of course, it was. You go to a political consultant and you tell him, "Look, I want to, make my mayoralty successful. What should I avoid?" The first thing he's going to say is, "Don't get tied up with the schools, Mayor. You can't deliver. Mm-hmm. The variables are just beyond you. How the hell can you reach into people's homes and get them to read to their kids and stay away from the schools? Deal with crime. That's what people want. The heavy voting parts of the city, West Roxbury, South Boston, South Dorchester, those areas want safe streets first and foremost. They vote. It's the minority areas that make up almost the whole of the schools that are lighter voting, and they need the best schools." And the mayor said, "No, I'm going to do the schools. We're going to deliver on this."
So some courage there, right?
It absolutely. And, you know, if you spend 5 minutes with the guy, I did driving around Boston a couple of weeks ago. He was showing me things. Just again and again, he adverts to the kids. He says, "These are good kids. They just need a chance. Gee, you know, you just give these kids a chance." 10 minutes later, out of the blue, he'll see some kids and he'll say, "Look at those kids. They're good kids in this city. Just a bunch of them are troublemakers. Other than that, he really cares." And he struggled with those schools. And by appointing Tom Paysant and Carol Johnson, the two longest serving school superintendents possibly in the country, he has done everything he could, I think, to try to improve the life chances of the kids in the Boston public schools. Mm.
Jack Beattie is news analyst for On Point. He's author of The Rascal King, among other books, and he'll be co-writing a book about the life and career of Boston Mayor Thomas Menino. Jack, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Anthony. Last around, do it again.
We'll go out with a little from the Rascal Kings from the Bosstones. Stick with us because coming up, the first women to enter one of the last male bastions, the pro sports locker room. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.
Love of God and constant contradictions and just a smile, wink and nod. What stranger fact of fiction endeavors?